July 22. Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. Acts 20:7. The early believers used to gather regularly on every Lord's Day for the breaking of bread. The main purpose for our gathering together on the Lord's Day is to remember our Lord, the price He paid to be our Savior, and His second coming to make us like Himself. If we take part in the Lord's table worthily, regularly, faithfully, and humbly, we will grow spiritually. We keep the table in the middle to remind us that we are all equal in His sight and have equal access to Him. At the table, we understand the mystery of the body of Christ, that we are all unto Him equally precious, equally necessary, and equally important. By taking part in the Lord's table, we testify that He is our bread, and He is our drink, and that in Him we are fully satisfied. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:35. By taking part worthily, we are freed from all worldly desires and worldly attractions. When we partake of the Lord's table worthily, we enjoy oneness with all believers of all classes. That is why both men and women are invited equally in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to take part in the worship and in the table. All those who are born again, whose sins are forgiven, who have found true peace in the Lord Jesus Christ, and are looking for His coming, can take part. But they should take part with clean hands, good conscience, and pure heart. In 1 Corinthians 10:21, the Apostle speaks of two tables, the table of the Lord and the table of the devil. He cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. He cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Worldly pleasures, worldly music, worldly parties, worldly functions, worldly associations, worldly fashions, and worldly books speak of the devil's table. The Lord's table speaks of God's plan, God's church, and God's house. We cannot take part in both. If we seek satisfaction in the devil's table, we cannot take part in the Lord's table. There are many believers throughout the world who are hungry for the devil's table. Cinema, theaters, dancing, worldly books, TV, worldly parties, and worldly music. If that is your condition, you cannot take part in the Lord's table. You must be able to say, "The Lord is my satisfaction, and I have no other desire." By taking part in the Lord's table, we testify together, saying, "The Lord is my spiritual bread and spiritual drink. By faith I feed upon Him, and He is my full satisfaction." If you are defiled by sinful thought, deeds, or words, put things right before taking part in the Lord's table. Go upon your knees and pray, "Lord, test me, prove me, examine me, search me, weigh me, and help me to take part worthily." Psalm 139, 23 and 24. If we take part unworthily, the scripture says, we will be doing so for damnation. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. 1 Corinthians 11:27 and 29. By taking part worthily, we give a practical proof of the working of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. Through the power of resurrection, we become righteous, and by the same power, we go on conquering earthly trials. Jesus, our Lord, was delivered from our offenses, was raised again for our justification. Romans 4:24 and 25. After examining ourselves, we should take part in the Lord's table with humility and thankfulness, respectfully and by faith.